This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. One Democratic senator is comparing the flow of immigrants to the U.S. to a sold-out concert.
We are over capacity right now, and we have to control this.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Joe Manchin of West Virginia said it's become dangerous to let more people enter the country. Manchin defined dangerous as only being able to screen a small percentage of those crossing the border every day. Manchin announced in November he's not running for re-election, prompting speculation he may run for president as a third-party candidate. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed shock and heartbreak following the IDF's accidental killing of three hostages held by Hamas. Despite the tragedy, Netanyahu affirmed that Israel would persist with its military invasion of Gaza. Military officials acknowledged that IDF troops fired upon the hostages on Friday, even though one was holding a white cloth. On Saturday, a U.S. Navy warship intercepted and destroyed 14 drones launched from rebel-controlled regions in Yemen. The guided missile destroyer USS Kearney effectively engaged the attack drones in the Red Sea during the early hours with no reported damage to the ships and no injuries. GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie slamming Republican rival for her favorable comments about former President Trump.
Nikki Haley should be ashamed of herself, and she's part of the problem. She's enabling him by saying to people, it's okay.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, the former New Jersey governor noted Haley said that Trump is fit to be president in a recent interview. Christie also ripped Republicans in Congress who he accused of endorsing Trump for their own political career. Christie added that Trump is getting worse every day, noting that the former president is claiming immigrants are poisoning America. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Officials say the investigation into anti-Semitism on college campuses is not over. On Friday, House Education Committee Chair Virginia Fox said they're continuing to investigate claims of rising anti-Semitism at Harvard, UPenn, and MIT. She also said there will be an investigation into other colleges as well, naming Columbia and Cornell. No injuries are reported after heavy rain and high winds battered much of the eastern coast, especially on Florida Saturday. Weather officials say several Florida cities, notably among them Jacksonville, Tampa, and Orlando, felt the worst of the storm. The system is now expected to move north along the coast of the Carolinas and potentially reach as far as New England. Rudy Giuliani says he will certainly appeal the verdict in his defamation case.
Possibly will move for a new trial. Certainly will appeal. I am quite confident when this case gets before a fair tribunal, it'll be reversed so quickly. And the absurd number that just came in will help that, actually.
The case awarded nearly $150 million to former Georgia election workers Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss for targeting them with defamatory statements in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Pope Pope Francis is celebrating his 87th birthday by holding a Sunday audience at the Vatican, where he was greeted by hundreds of children and their families to whom the church provides free health care. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop.
Well, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Phil Hotzenpiller, yes, the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas back at you, plus tax and license and inflation, because we know that that's around. But, you know, that aside, and speaking of Christmas, you know, as I'm, you know, going and just having some fun and, you know, checking some old stories out, and one in particular, you know, the 12 days of Christmas, it's getting more expensive. If you have on your heart to demonstrate to your true love, then you might understand and appreciate what the true cost of Christmas is. Right now, it's gone up. This is according to PNC Bank. It's gone up about 2.5% is what it'll cost you to express your 12 days of Christmas for your true love this year.
Well, maybe we'll just do 11 days this year then. What do you think? We got to cut a day off here. Hey, we got to cut somewhere.
Do you realize what you just said? Women count. They count. And if you short them a day, you're a brave man.
I said it to you. I didn't say it to my wife.
That's okay. Millions of people around the world are listening to us. Yes, we're just having a little bit of fun here. But, you know, going back on the 12 days.
Can I stay on the 12 days for a minute?
Yeah, I hope you are, because that's why I want to talk about this. Go ahead.
Are you going to talk about what they signify?
Exactly. Yeah, because some have suggested it's a, I don't care if they think it's a myth or it's reality, but I love the idea, and particularly as persecuted as the church is today, they may have forgotten the use of this instrument along the way, and it is a powerful reminder of the gospel message, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Yeah, the part in a pear tree was Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Turtle doves were the Old and New Testament. Three French hens stood for faith, hope, love. I could go on and on, but
yeah, keep going. Come on, we got
thunder.
We got four calling birds. Come on, four calling birds. We got that. That's the Gospels, right?
Four Gospels. Five golden rings were the Torah and the first five books of the Old Testament. Six geese laying were the 6 days of creation. Seven swans swimming represent the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit: prophesy, serving, teaching, exhortation, contribution, or giving, leadership and mercy. Eight maids a milking were the eight beatitudes. Nine ladies dancing were the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. Ten lords a leaping were the Ten Commandments. 11 pipers piping stood for the 11 faithful disciples, and 12 drummers drumming symbolized the 12 points of belief in the Apostles' Creed. How about that?
I love that. I do. And I if you're not taking notes, then later on you can download this and share it with your friends on Christmas and just show them how smart you are as everybody's looking at the Christmas tree. Because even the Christmas tree, you look at the Christmas tree and there's symbolism there. How the three points of the Christmas tree represent the Elohim, the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, but the amazing thing about it is that there's so much witness of God in the world that people don't see. You know, even the way that God hung the stars in the heavens, and he says he gave them all names, and that they sing for joy, and it's only been recently in the last probably 30 years, 40 years, that they discovered that actually they do emit a sound, but it's not a sound that we know how to interpret. Well, maybe it's a heavenly sound, you know?
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Pretty interesting.
Well, and speaking of joy, I mean, joy is the third week of Advent. That's what we celebrate, you know, joy. So this is good that, you talk about this, because as we prepare for the Christ child, this is what Advent is all about, that we'd be preparing, you know, for Jesus' coming. And, you know, you and I have talked about this before, in terms of, how it begins, in terms of, our hope, having hope in God, that people anxiously just, you know, from the Old Testament and the prophecies, they continually hoped for the Messiah. And what would happen? And so here it is, in 4 weeks of time leading to the birth of the Christ child, we go through this process of, you know, of hope and joy and, rejoicing and that. And it's, it's all a preparation for Jesus' coming, right?
Amen. And, you know, I think that's what hit me, that you've got malls that are denying Christ in Christmas, playing Christmas songs that talk about Christ. I love the way, I always say that God is Jehovah Sneaky. He always makes ways.
Jehovah Sneaky, I love that.
And bringing the message of hope and truth, even when people are trying to ignore or deny it.
Yeah. And do you realize this time of year how many Jews sing about Jesus?
That's true.
I mean, it is. It's rich with irony. But again, as you say, there are things that are so obvious that we can't see. Can you imagine, Phil, when everything is pulled back and we're able to really see the truth? How, it'll just be so overwhelming that there'll be nothing left to be said. And, and as wacky as this world has been, with all the liberal thoughts and the ideas that supposedly the elite know better. We've got presidents of universities that can't understand the difference between good and evil. We've got a Supreme Court justice who can't define a woman. This is in this alleged enlightened period in which we live in today, and it's just like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, the handwriting is on the wall for the university president. They have now been fully exposed, and law firm after law firm are saying, we're not going to interview or we're not going to hire from your elite school, because,
right,
quite honestly, it doesn't represent our value. How about that one? How would you like to be a student who paid, who knows what, $200,000?
Up to $500,000? Yeah, exactly. Right.
And only to be told that, we're actually not going to come on your campus anymore because we just don't like what you stand for.
Well, you see, and this is the reality, because it's all setting in corporate America. Part of corporate America, Phil, is realizing, we've been talking about DEI, right? Diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? Which is really DEE, which is diversity, equity, and exclusion. And corporate America is realizing the DEI is DIE. It's dead. It's dead on arrival after a couple of years. What do they got? They've got hundreds of people in human resources trying to manage this deal. And are they putting anything to the bottom line? If anything, they're taking away from it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Corporate America has forgotten that they exist to provide product and benefit stockholders. That's really what they've done. They think they're a political arm of progressive and right, far left liberals. But you know what? Reality is kind of setting in, you know, and there's been a number of lawsuits against places like Target, mm-hmm. Budweiser, because they've not really carried their fiduciary responsibility to take care of their stockholders in a way that mm-hmm. benefits, you know, those who've invested in the company.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay in that theme with Phil Hotzenpiller.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
We're continuing our conversation with Phil Hotzenpeller, the founder and president of American Faith. And Phil, you know, as we were talking before the break with DEI and the reality of businesses coming to the conclusion that this is not so hot. Although, you know, you mentioned Target. Target's doing some weird stuff again. I mean, you thought, okay, maybe they learned their lesson over Halloween. And now we got gay Santas that you go to Target. And if people continue to support Target, it's enough. You know, this is absurd. You know, they continue to push this agenda, which has nothing to do, like you say, with the fiduciary responsibilities that they have for the stockholders, and that is to produce a bottom line and make sure that their stock is increasing in value every quarter, right? But Target and even Disney realize the error of their ways. Bud Light, of course. I mean, I don't even know if it's recoverable. And, you know, you got Iger saying, man, this is a big ship to turn around, and this is going to be a cultural revolution within Disney to hope to even, you know, get any of their exceptionalism and any of their greatness back because of the damage that was done over the past couple of years.
Yeah, I actually don't think they can fully recover. That's my opinion, because I think they'll always be credible, probably, to some people. But I think their credibility has been lost, and I think people said, you know, can I really trust you? I mean, what's behind the curtain? What's coming next? If I pour myself into this thing again, get my kids all worked up on it, now, and then you come out with something, you know, that's going to damage their psyche, our values. I don't know. I think once you lose the trust on this scale, I'd be shocked, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for me, marketing's been a big part of my life and branding, and I've been privileged to establish and create three brands in my career. And that is the holy grail when you have a brand. And to turn over a brand to some, you know, recent graduate that decides, oh, we're going to take a beer that is a you know, really targeted to frat houses and manly men and all this, and we're going to put a gay figure on the outside of the can. What the heck were they thinking? And, you know, and the thing is that even after it was obvious, and I mean, within a week or so, it was obvious this thing was a bomb. They just kept doubling down, and they just didn't know how to unwind this. I will give, for example, if you remember Coca-Cola years ago, they decided they were going to get rid of the old formula, right?
Yep.
And I think they found out real quick. I think it was less than 2 weeks, Phil. They said, uh-oh. Get that out of here. You know, if we want to have an iteration of the Coke formula, fine, but we're bringing back the old Coke back, right? They reversed course right away, and it saved them because, I mean, Pepsi was getting ready to, you know, they were licking their chops because Pepsi is number two to Coke and will always be number two to Coke as long as they honor their brand, because it's the old saying that he who's there first wins, and Coke was there before, you know, before Pepsi, because that is the comparative. That's Coke is the standard, and then Pepsi's trying to play off of that. So their edge is what they did. I don't know if you know this or not, but what Pepsi did was they actually have more sugar in their formula than Coke does. And like, you remember when they used to do, you remember when they used to do the taste test about, you know, do you like Coke or do you like Pepsi, that sort of thing? What they would do is they would go to these markets where there was a higher incidence of sugar sales. So that's where they would do the taste test. And that's why in those markets, Pepsi would do better than Coke because of, you know, their appreciation or their, you know, addiction to, you know, sugar. And so that's the difference, basically.
Interesting. Well, yeah. I thought Coke had a jump start because they used to put cocaine in those early bottles.
That too.
And it got people got people hooked on it. And, you know, saying, yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Let me have another one of those.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then I'm just speculating there. It just sounds like Is there any truth in that, Bill? I just want to know.
I've heard the same thing, but you know, we love urban legend, and it could be absolutely true. But that was my understanding back in the days when, you know, you had Brother Love traveling Salvation Army shows, you know, and those wagons and that. They always had those little potent little little tidbits, you know, for Mama who was having a hard time because her husband decided to cut off one of the important days of the 12 days of Christmas, and it just made her psychotic. So they had to give her something little, you know, to pepper up, make up for it.
Well, you know what? You drink one of those early Cokes, and there's about 14 days of Christmas coming. I'm telling you right now. Okay, so I did a fact check on this because I know that your listeners want to know, all right?
Yes, we're inquisitive.
Cocaine and Coke, soda once contained drugs, but likely much less than people claim. So it actually did. Mm-hmm. In 1894, contained about 3.5 grams of cocaine. How about that?
Well, there it is. You see, and if Dr. Fauci would have been around, hey, it would still be going strong. Just saying. Kind of just a sidebar idea. But, you know, what can I say? Well, there it is. Okay, so thank you for the fact check. Getting back to what we're talking about, because we've got about 4 minutes left here, and the topic at hand was how conservative values are spreading in Europe amazingly, which goes to our point that we've talked about before about how experience defines preference. In Europe has realized that, you know, some of the crazy things they've been doing with DEI and all this other crazy machinations, migration, the whole deal, and look what you've got going on in Italy. We got the Netherlands, and of course now Argentina, right?
Yeah, and so it's I don't know if you heard the Prime Minister Meloni. I think mm-hmm. how you say her name from Italy yeah. when she took her when she was get I think she, when she was running for that position, or maybe it was right after she gained that seat as Prime Minister. But I mean, it was mind-blowingly good. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. And I mean, take no prisoners. And then Geert Wilders over in Netherlands, this guy's been around forever, is like hyper conservative. But what's happening is through immigration, through global pressure, these countries are feeling it and they're going, no, you're not going to invade and tear up my sovereignty. And then right. immigration is killing, like the Netherlands being killed by immigration because they're, you know, the country's just not the country it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Argentina, mind-blowing. Again, mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, talk about the wild card mm-hmm. Coming to a former soccer player. You know, they have, he has flipped this one on its end. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. He's anti-socialism, you know, anti-China, cut all economic ties with China. So the question comes is this, is there a shift coming in 24? We certainly hope so. These are early indications that the world is fed up with this stuff.
Exactly. Well, look at the polling right now. And I know there's arguments about the polling and stuff like that. But even still, you've got Democratic operatives that are in control of the polls. And they're showing Donald Trump 10 points ahead. This is huge, Phil. This is huge. I think it's much larger than that, frankly. But, you know. But still, I mean, it is so bad for the Democratic Party that the best they can do is put their thumb on the scale and say that Donald Trump's only ahead by 10 points.
Yeah, they're all frightened. I mean, why all these lawsuits are coming against Trump? We all know why.
Exactly.
They're trying to either destroy his reputation, which is not working. They're trying to bankrupt him. Doesn't seem to be working. On the other hand, they're not reporting cases he's winning. I believe he sued Hillary Clinton over Russiagate, won, but that was never reported. I believe there was a lawsuit against the FBI that he won, not reported. So there's a lot of things happening out there, but we don't hear about it. We don't see it. And yet, good stuff is happening. A shift is coming, and we need a shift. We need a revival. In
Amen. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and maybe what it's doing, Phil, is like what we talked about. You know, the first step of revival is repentance. You know, just like the children of Israel and in centuries before, where it got so bad, people finally realized that they had to get serious with God. And maybe this is part and parcel of it, which You know, if that's the case, mo better yet, because that's what will sustain us. I mean, even Nineveh, right? Nineveh got 100 years when they finally realized what was going on. But then they couldn't help themselves, and they ended up, going down the tubes. But, you know, God gave them a 100-year reprieve. Maybe that might be the case. We'll stay tuned. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you.
Cooking nuisance alarms are the top reason for disabling smoke alarms. Introducing First Alert Precision Detection Alarms. Updated to the newest industry standards, these alarms feature new precision detection smoke alarm technology to help better distinguish cooking smoke and steam from a fire emergency. First Alert Precision Detection Alarms also provide early warning in the event a fire breaks out. Materials in today's homes burn hotter and faster, allowing less time to escape, which means every second counts. Current smoke alarms will continue to provide protection until they reach their end of life. But alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced at least every 10 years. If it is time to replace your alarms or if you want to upgrade to the latest technology, visit firstalert.com or your local Lowe's store to help protect what matters most. Sponsored by First Alert.
USA News Update. One Democratic senator is comparing the flow of immigrants to the U.S. to a sold-out concert.
We are over capacity right now, and we have to control this.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Joe Manchin of West Virginia said it's become dangerous to let more people enter the country. Manchin defined dangerous as only being able to screen a small percentage of those crossing the border every day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed shock and heartbreak following the IDF's accidental killing of three hostages held by Hamas. Netanyahu affirmed that Israel would persist with its military invasion of Gaza. On Saturday, a U.S. Navy warship intercepted and destroyed 14 drones launched from rebel-controlled regions in Yemen, engaged the attack drones in the Red Sea with no reported damage to the ships and no injuries. Dave Collins, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, while the holidays are a time of festive fun, they do come with an unknown risk for many, many people, or I should say more people, die from heart attacks during the last week of December than at any other time of the year. Are you aware of that? There are many factors that might contribute to this increase in deadly heart events, including stress, overindulgence and unhealthy behaviors, ignoring symptoms, and an increase in certain strenuous activities like snow shoveling. Well, Dr. Johanna Contreras is with us, American Heart Association volunteer, to talk about the risk factors that lead to an increase of cardiac events during the winter months and tips to stay healthy. Dr. Contreras, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Now, thank you for the invitation.
Well, why is there an increase in fatal heart attacks during the winter months? We talked about, some behaviors, the regular holiday activities. It can just add stress, beyond what we're normally used to, right?
Absolutely. I think during the holidays, we obviously have a lot of things going on, changing the weather, a lot of stressful factors, the end of the year, finishing work, so you can go and celebrate. People yes. tend to like eat different things, eat more, party more, don't sleep well, and they tend to forget the medicine. So it's very important that we don't forget those medicines.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned something, you know, I hadn't even thought about it, but you're right. I mean, you know, for the people that suddenly are dealing with snow and having to clear driveways and that sort of thing, that's extra activity that you're not necessarily used to doing that is a seasonal situation that could add some undue stress on the heart.
Yeah, and that is a combination of factors, like people that are maybe not in good shape, and showing the snow outside in the cold. First of all, you have the cold winter, and that cold can create vasospasticity in the blood vessels. And if you are not in good shape, that's a very extenuous activity. And if somebody already has some risk factors, like high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, may not be the best exercise to do. And if somebody has not been exercising, that's a really heavy exercise. So it's very important that we control that, because we tend to try to do things that we haven't done. And obviously you have symptoms, like you're showing the snow and you have acute chest pain or something like that, you really need to get help. So it's very
exactly.
important to undermine those symptoms.
Right, and the other thing, too, we get caught up in the holiday. We love to celebrate, and maybe we might have an extra drink or two that, again, out of the normal. You know, we're doing something that is something that we don't normally do, but all in the spirit of the holiday and that sort of thing. And next thing you know, we put ourselves at risk with some unhealthy choices, right?
Absolutely, and I tell my parents all the time, we can celebrate healthy. We want to be here for the long term. The portion control. There are many recipes that we want to enjoy our food, but we can cook those recipes in a very healthy way. And also portion control and get more fruit, more vegetables. You can have a little portion of the food that you like, maybe a little dessert. And really, if you have risk factors, you have diabetes, you have to be careful what you eat, because that can take you completely out of control. And the other thing is people sometimes ignore their symptoms. They start having symptoms, they don't feel well, but they don't want to, like, oh, I'm not going to ruin the holidays. And they may be late going to the doctor. And sometimes that can be catastrophic.
Well, and I think you're bringing up something here that we need to take note of, and that is that if we're already at risk, maybe we need to assess how we approach the holidays, as you say, with moderation, with care, so that, you know, we don't ruin the holidays for ourselves or for our family members, right?
Absolutely. I think be prepared, plan ahead, know what you want to have to do, try to increase your exercise, bring your medicines. Many of us are going to travel. So be prepared. You may want to stay an extra day. So bring enough medicine for that extra day. And obviously, be mindful of the thing that you are doing and prepare ahead so you don't let the stress of the situation take you away from your health. And also check on your old ones. When you see your grandpa, grandma, or your old elderly, they may have symptoms and they may ignore the symptoms. So it's a good time to check on the family and figure out if somebody also is needing help and maybe need to be checked out or see the doctor.
Exactly, and that's a good point. What are the signs and symptoms, Dr. Contreras, of a heart attack that we should be aware of, not only for ourselves, but as you say, for our loved ones?
Yeah, so very important. The typical symptom is that acute chest pressure in the middle of your chest that sometimes radiates to the neck or radiates to the arm. If that pressure happens and doesn't go away fast with rest, that's bad. So you really need to find help immediately. Call 911, try to get checked out. Sometimes the symptoms can be more subtle, especially for women, especially for people with diabetes, for example. So they may, what they notice is shortness of breath, decreased exercise tolerance. They say, oh, if I walk one block, I'm okay, but the second block, I get this pressure, I get this shortness of breath. So that's not normal. And we cannot excuse that to getting older, because obviously if we get older, obviously we don't have the same capacity. But if you have symptoms that are changing, that is not your normal, if you're sweating, if you wake up in the middle of the night with a chest pressure, shortness of breath, sweating, all those things is very important that you get checked with the doctor, because those symptoms can be subtle ways of meaning that there is some coronary event that may be happening. And if actually you get checked out on time, we may be able to prevent the heart attack.
Exactly.
Or see you early on. That's the important thing.
Right. Dr. Johanna Contreras is our guest, born and educated in Colombia. I mean, what a career, Dr. Contreras. I mean, you go from Colombia, training at the University of Miami. You're later recruited by Harvard University to lead a research fellowship program in molecular immunology. It seems like you've had a lot of fun in your career.
It's a lot of fun. I love what I do. I enjoy what I do a lot. And I like to work with people and help people. And we can all do better.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's a good thing to say. You know, I've often said that we should first think better, we should speak better, and do better. You know, and by doing that, I mean, it's not like we're saying, okay, I want you to do 100% more than what you did yesterday. Maybe it's just even 5%, just a little bit better. And it's amazing what that difference does, for our spirit and of course, anything that uplifts our spirit uplifts our heart and makes us healthier, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and this Christmas is the same thing, like little changes. Maybe you decrease the portion of what you eat. You learn to do little changes by changes because the New Year resolution might not last, but you have little small changes constantly through the year. You're going to see the results, maintaining the results during the whole year.
Well, you know, you're really setting the tone here, Dr. Contreras, you know, for all of us to get us to think not only how we finish the year, but how we start 2024. We can look at it in a hopeful way with the glass, half full. And like you say, just do a little bit better, and starts with, planning and doing these things and making some choices, some healthful choices that are, good for us, our loved ones, and also to be mindful of our dear ones, our parents, our grandparents who are around, to make sure that, they're staying in good health and that we're aware of any kind of signs or symptoms of a potential heart attack that they may be experiencing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want any more information, you can go to our website, heart.org, and you can find any information that you need there and recipes for the holidays.
Well, let me ask you one final question as we wrap things up, Dr. Contreras, if you can tolerate me for, a few more minutes here, or just 1 minute. What are some steps to take to reduce the chances of heart-related event? We touched on these a little bit, but I'm going to let you summarize that, and we'll wrap things up. Go ahead.
I think that the essential for the American heart, you need to exercise, keep moving, eat healthy, a lot of vegetables, low fat food, know your number, control your blood pressure, control your cholesterol, your sugar, make sure that you are not eating too much sugar, and don't smoke. We know smoking is very bad for people, and sleep well. People forget that sleep is very important. It's very important that we have a good rest and sleep. And during this holiday, let's take advantage of this time with the family and have good night of sleep, good food, and good exercise.
There you go. And one more time, the website to check out for more information?
It's heart.org.
Dr. Johanna Contreras has been our guest. Thank you, doctor. Appreciate it. Take care. Happy holidays.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi. Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. SkyRisi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family joins us now. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, wonderful. Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Hey, we're just looking at some, Christmas trivia here. A lot has been said about the candy cane, right? And yep. did you know that little twist on the top of the candy cane? Do you know what they call that? I didn't know this.
No.
It's called the Warble. W-A-R-B-L-E. Warble. Yeah, this is like, this is really sophisticated, candy cane shaping kind of technology you need to know about. Not everybody knows about, but now it's called the Warble. And the straight part is called the Strabe. S-T-R-A-B-E. So, in technical terms, now you know. And
yeah, I will delight, and then as I continue talking, annoy friends all day with that information.
Exactly. And then to further annoy them, you can ask them how many candy canes, because, whenever you go shopping, there are candy canes, they're all over the place, right?
Oh, yep.
Okay. And they make over 1.76 billion, that's billion with a B, candy canes per year.
Wow. Per year, not just at Christmas time.
And it all started with leaving for a church, right? And what it was this youth pastor had to figure out how to keep the kids quiet, because here you are. How do you expect young kids to sit, more than 5 minutes? But you got them sitting there through a Christmas presentation, and and I think this was going to be something special about the baby Jesus and the creche and all this. And he said, God, how am I going to do this? So he asked a local confectionery to you know, come up with this, you know, this peppermint candy that he could give the kids to keep them quiet. And of course, since that happened, of course, now it's evolved, and the way the design, you've got this thick red line, you know, through the candy cane, right? This is really obvious. So you have this one thick red line that represents the blood of Jesus, and coincidental to that thick line are three smaller lines that represent the Trinity. And then, of course, you've got the hook of the candy cane, which some look at and say, well, that's the shepherd's hook. And then, of course, if you turn it upside down, it becomes J for Jesus. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of preaching in a piece of candy cane. Little did you know, right?
It tastes good, and it conveys the good news. So what can be a better candy for Christmas?
So yeah, and there you go. So now you know 1.76 billion candy canes, and you know, and if they keep you around for the party beyond that, then you can go in a little bit deeper and talk about a little bit of the history and the stripes and everything. And I'm sure probably where you're at, no matter where you go, you know, every house that just comes with a Christmas tree and mistletoe and wreaths and everything else, is you got candy canes. They abound, right?
Yes, thank you for equipping me for my my small group at church's Christmas party tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking out for you, Gary. That's it. You know, it's this time that we get to have together. Hey, by the way, congratulations. I know it's ordered to focus on the family. I saw the announcement. NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters, announced the recipients of the 2024 Special Service and Media Awards, and they have chosen to recognize Focus on the Family with a great, I mean, this was such an awesome campaign, by the way, and we promoted it here on the show. I loved it. You guys did such a great job, and it's a baby campaign.
I mean, it was it's very gratifying, obviously, to get that kind of recognition for, you know, from an organization like NRB. And it's interesting that you mentioned the number of candy canes, 1.76 billion. That's a huge number. But our number for how many people saw that ad, that It's a Baby ad, not quite as huge, but pretty big. Mm-hmm. 148 million people.
Wow.
That It's a Baby ad through the campaign,
wow,
both on television and through digital means. So we got the message out there, and it's gratifying. You know, obviously it's gratifying to get an award, to get people who saw the ad say nice things about it, who agreed with us. But, you know, we pray that the greatest impact that it's had is in changing the minds of those who may be on the fence on whether or not preborn life is actually life, is actually a baby. This commercial, because of its simple logic, hopefully moves them to the It's a Baby camp. And if they get in the It's a Baby camp, it's hard then to justify being pro-abortion. So that was the reason we did it. We didn't do it for awards, but absolutely we're gratified that we got one.
Well, exactly. And the thing that was so brilliant about this is that it wasn't a quantum leap. You didn't have to alter anybody's mindset, because naturally people respond to it as a baby. And you know, it's like, it goes back to the old question, you know, who told you it was a fetus?
Right.
Right? I mean, the abortionists tell you it's a fetus. People that want you to abort your child and for you to pay $500 for an abortion, they tell you it's a fetus. But
right,
you, in your own mind, and what God has told you, it's a baby.
Right.
And the people... Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and medical science, I mean, one of the things that we did when we launched the campaign is the Mayo Clinic's website, when it talks about the first trimester of pregnancy, has like 36 mentions, and it calls it a baby every time. It mentions fetus one time. So even
right,
the Mayo Clinic, considered to be the gold standard, right, the gold star of medicine in the United States, they know it's a baby. Just like,
right,
as you said, we all know it's a baby. To hear someone, to see someone like in that ad wear a fetus on board T-shirt is just dissonant. It doesn't
exactly
sound right. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It's goofy. And I think that sometimes, you know, when you put their own message on the big screen and for them to see it themselves, it really is goofy. And it's so goofy, you can't even defend it. You know, like you said, it's, you know, I... with the T-shirt, you said it's a fetus. I mean, it's ludicrous. But when, you know, you're alone and you're stressed and you end up in the wrong place,
and you're with people that don't understand, or they choose not to understand, that it's a baby. See, these are the same people, Gary. Go back to what's happening in our world today. And that is, there's been this disconnect between good and evil. And this is why in the book of Isaiah it talks about woe on that day when good is called evil, evil is called good. And here we are. We're in that day. We see what's happening in Israel with Hamas. And we have people there trying to tell us, leaders of the world, the United Nations, telling us that we see evil. And they're saying, well, no, that's not evil. That's good. What? Okay, so we go back to what I said earlier. Who told you? Do you really believe that raping women, dragging them naked in the streets of Gaza is good? You're going to tell me that's on any measure, in any level, you're going to tell me that's good, that that's not evil. And the other thing that we've been saying is not only that, Gary, but you see, where was there one Palestinian that stopped or even tried to stop those people from doing that to the Israeli women? Was there one? I didn't see one. What I saw was cheering. And, you know, so this is where we are, you know, with the It's a Baby campaign. There are things that we just cannot, if we let go of these anchoring points, these moral anchoring points, these things that, you know, demonstrate to us without question the difference between good and evil, we are going to be exactly what Isaiah said, that we're going to be living in that day. And I say we're living in it now. We see this. But it doesn't mean just because it's there that we need to continue on with this kind of craziness, right?
Right, absolutely. And one of the things that's very interesting about this ad, and it's available on Focus on the Family's YouTube channel, still there. I watched a lot of people watch that ad for the first time, and if you, listener, can find someone who hasn't seen it, find the ad and show it to them and watch.
Yes.
I've watched all those people, and you'll see them chuckling during the first 50 seconds because they're hearing parents-to-be not say baby when they find out they're pregnant, when they see their child for the first time on ultrasound, when they're discussing the names they've picked out. They say fetus. We laugh because that's not how people talk about life in the womb in these moments. It's
exactly.
Only in moments when they want to de-emphasize the humanity of the baby that they stop calling it a baby. That's why 50 seconds of watching that ad, they're laughing. And at the end, when the little girl, that sweet little girl at the end, says to her parents, when they ask, do you want to feel the fetus ticking? She says, it's the baby. There's relief. There's a little sadness maybe because you realize what's come before isn't funny. And so it does pack a punch. So can find the ad. It's still there at Focus on the Family's YouTube channel. Easy to find.
What a great campaign. I mean, this is awesome. I mean, and in the way, like you say, the punchline, you have a child, just like the young child who sees the king not wearing any clothes. You know, the king's naked. I mean, you know, it's that kind of focal point. It's inarguable and it's commonsensical, right?
Yeah, out of the mouths of babes, indeed. That's what we were hoping to craft. Is that sometimes the most least educated, quote unquote, the least pitched to talk to? They're the ones who see the real truth because they're innocent. And that's what we hope the ad does for everybody.
Well, and like you say, Gary, it's not about awards. It's about the message itself. And I know the heart of, Jim Daly and everybody at Focus on the Family is that if this award brings to light again the campaign and spreads the message even further, then hallelujah. But I know that you guys, you didn't do this for the award. We're doing it for the message, right?
We're thankful for the award, but we're really excited about the match.
Well, Gary Schneeberger, the assistant to the president for media relations, Focus on the Family, he's been our guest. Merry Christmas to you. You take care.
Merry Christmas to you. See ya.
You have a good one. We'll talk to you next year, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy. Take care. All righty. God bless.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.